You're holding Daf Hey Amar Aleph on top. If you're in the middle, trying to answer the last shal that Rav said that an Oshem Metzoyro or an Oshem Nozeh cinches Bola Hachshir, therefore if it's brought Shalel Lishmo, that the Korban is possible. So we asked the question, why is it different than the Mechaprin? So we said yes, that a Bola Hachshir is different than a Kapara, because a Kapara, the Korban, comes Leachamisam, Mashenkin, Baya, Machshirim, does not come Leachamisam. And last teretz was that Omra Pop Hochikom Rabbi Yimya, that La Metzino Hechsha Kavua de Boli Achemisa, or the Nozir Hechsha Sheni Kavuhu. That the Chiluk was a korban that's machshu you, that makes you fit, he kachim. If it's Kavu, it's the only one that's matter you, that does not come Li Achemisa. By Noshim Mitzur, Noshim Nozir, that does not come Li Achemisa. My Shenkin over here, that did a Nozir. That the Nosir Shlomim is brought even Liachemisa, that's because the Shlomim is called the Hechsher Sheina Kavuhu. Now the Gemara says on the top of the Heim and Aleph that the Yom Amar would end like this, that Gileach Alechod Mishloshton Yotzef and Nosir, after he brought just one of his three Kabonis, he took a haircut, but he ever like his Hechsher, he's ready to drink wine now. He's Lavid Matam Lamesim. You see, the Machshir does not have to be the Shlomim. It could even be the Korban Chattis, like over here, when he brought one of them, Rashi says, Afilu al Chattis. So after that, the Noz is allowed to drink wine. So you see, it's not only the Shlomim that's Machshirim, it could even be one of the three Korbanos. Therefore, the Shlomim of a Nozir is Taka brought Liachamisa. Meis, we have a question like this. Oshem Metzaira Shenishchat Shle Lishmo. Let's say that was brought the Korban Oshem for a Metzaira, and whoever made the shchit did the shkar l'shmoi, oishla nita midomi agabi b'hoinus, or else the aloch is by a mitzvah we have to put the dam on the b'hoinus, on the thumbs of the mitzvah. Let's say that they did not put the dam of the korban on the b'hoinus, on the thumbs of the mitzvah. As a reizah oinu agabi mizbeach, l'maitz for this oshem, still a kosher oshem, it's brought, it's oinu agabi mizbeach, v'toyin nesachim, and you have to bring the nesachim with it also. But you still have to bring another korban oshem to be machsher this mitzvah. So chorot yufta the rav, there is the clear kasha on rav that rav says an oshem mitzvah since it's bola hachshir. If it's brought shel lishmo, that it's not machsher the mitzvah. Therefore, it's possible. And there it says clearly no. Even though this mitzvah has to bring another oshem, even though this oshem that's being brought shel lishmo is not machsher him, still the korban itself is kosher, and it's even toyin nesachim. So we see, not like Rav. Now the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Omar, he says that, Mincha so'imer, if you have a mincha so'imer, shekom se shlo lishmo, that the Kohanim made the kmitza shlo lishmo, is ksheira. Also again, not like Rav. Even though that the mincha so'imer is coming lahachshir, it's coming to be matir chodesh, that after they bring the oimer on the second day of Pesach, now you're allowed to eat the new crop that was grown. And even though now it's being brought shalei lishmo, that lechur it's not being matir the chodesh, still it says here, as like a shows, ksheira, that the minchas ksheira, meaning you're allowed to burn the kemitza. Vishireho ein echolim, but the leftover it, tak you can't eat yet. Ad shetovi minchas haymacheris, fetati renu, until you bring another mincha soimer, and that will be matir the shrine. In other words, it's still chodesh, it's still asatidit. But I call upon him also to kashin rav. You see here that even though the mincha soimer is being brought shalei lishmo, it's not psula, it's still ksheira. You could burn the kmitza. It's only a shayla that you cannot eat it yet until you have another mincha that will be matir chodesh. Now the Gemara's question though, mik rav hechi korvo, but I call upon him, how could you bring it? How could you be makter, burn this kmitza? Lechur, right now it's osa titis, it's chodesh, it's from the new crop, and they did not bring yet the mincha soimer. Because usually, when you bring a mincha soimer, that's kshera. So right away, b'shas kmitza, you makter the chodesh, or else the vasachas, b'shas you're burning it, the chodesh becomes muta. But over here, this kmitza, it still has an issa chodesh upon it, so how could you burn it? Lechur, b'shas you put on the mizbeach, there should be a problem of Mimashka Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says Mimashka Yisrael that we darshin min hamutah li Yisrael. The only type of a korban you could bring is something that's mutah to eat. That's what you can bring on the Mizbeach. But something that's osetit, you can't bring on the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Lamashki Yisroel Yaviu Nesachim, V'loim Min Osa, not to something that's Osa. So how could you burn this Chodosh, L'chur it's Osa? So Amar Rav Adem Baravo, K'sover HaShlokas, Mishlokas holds, Ein Mechusa Zman L'boi Bayoim. That's not a problem. But since L'maisa today, on Tes Zayin V'Nisin, they're going to bring yet another Minchas Omer, and that's going to be Matar the Chodosh. So today, it's still called fit. Rashi says, Hoyul V'Hayoim, Tei Muteras L'Yisroel, it's not called Mechaser Zman L'Gabi Gevoya, therefore it's Mutter right now. That's the Svar in Rish Lakish. Mosir Rav Ada Breda Rav Yitzchak. Rav Ada Breda Rav Yitzchak has a question like this, that Yesh Bi Oifois Shein B'Mnochis. There are certain halachas that apply to a knife that we do not have by Menochis, by Mincha. And the opposite way also, Yesh B'Mnochis, there are certain halachas that apply to a Mincha, Shein b'oifus, you do not have by a korban oif. What is it? Yesh b'oifus, oifus has something special. Sh'oifus boyim v'nidvas shnayim. There are two people with shutfim to bring a knife. He can bring it together. We'll have gemaras about this later. That the pasuk says the chol nidrehem l'dvoisam ashiy grivu es hakol boyim b'shutfus v'darshin chutz min amincha, excluding a mincha v'nei shenema bo nefesh. So Eifes could come b'shutfis, but not a mincha. Av minchas nefesh ksiv. Vaita, umechusrei kapora. Secondly, umechusrei kapora, meaning zav, zavi, ledis, mitzvira. They have to bring Eifes. They have to bring Eifes. That's what's matter them in Kochim. And also, v'hutra mechali surah in Bakoidish. Like even though we know an Eif outside, by chulin, you have to have a shchita, but inside the Beis Hamikdash, there's a new heter to make a malika. Even though Maisa malika is possible by Chulin, but by Kochim there's a new heter. Ma'ashen kein v'nochis, by menochis you don't have these heterim. Now, v'yesh b'menochis, there are certain halachas about a mincha, sheha menochis two nice kli. A mincha you have to put into a kli. We'll start dashing later, perek shtei alechem, we'll learn out. Ma'ashen kein oifer sein tunin kli, sherei malika Rashi says b'tziporin. Ma'ashenkin a mincha, the kmita has to be done from a kli. He has to have the mincha inside a kli. But by an oif, the malika does not need a kli. He uses his thumb to make the malika. Utenufa v'yagosha. The mincha you have to pick up, and then you have to be makashit, bring it closer towards the mizbeach. But you do not have this by oifos. And v'yeshnum b'tzibur k'biyochid. There's such a thing as a minchas tzibur. A minchas oimer is a tzibur. My shenken oifres is not coming by korban tzibur. There's never a korban tzibur to be brought by oifres. My shenken boifres. These things you don't have by oifres. Now, the yimista, if you hold like you are saying, if you hold like you are shlokish, be minchas nanya mishkachas law, to utra mechlali surai b'kodesh, that by minchas you could have such a thing that's hutter right now, even though really it's also for chulun. There's only a special hetter by kodesh. Omani, what is it? Mincha Soima, there's Mincha Soima that you're telling me right now that you're allowed to be makter this Koimitz, even though the Kemitz of this Mincha Soima that was done Shlo Lishmo still has an Issa Chodesh on it, but tell me right now it's Mutter. So by Mincha also has such a thing, there's a Heter, Mechlal Yisuroi. Rashi says, V'yemiso, the Adayin Chodesh Osa b'Mincha Soima, that even though Chodesh is still Osa, so you can find that Mincha Soima Nami Ashkechon, the Korvul Gvoya. Masha also lehedjit, something that's also for hedjit, you're allowed to bring l'gvoya. And that is this Issa Chodesh, that even though it's also for everybody else to eat the Chodesh yet, they did not bring an Oimer lishmo, but still you're allowed to be makter the kemitza of the first Oimer, even though it was brought shler lishmo. Smor says no. The Svari is kiv on the mechus zaman. L'boy bayoim, lavi surahu. Since l'maisa today, it's going to be mutter to be brought. So Rashi says, the command the korva mincha saima cheres dami. The gate to kochim, we consider as if the second mincha was already brought. So therefore, b'shastia burning this kemitza on the mizbeach, it's like considered like it's really hutra. It's not considered huta mechlal isurai. Mosiv Rosheshis. Rosheshis asked the question like this. It says, what's going to be hiktim matan shemen lematan dam? Let's say you put the matan shemen oil before you put the matan dam. Rashi says, going on a mitzvah. and matin dam sarun lahaktim. Really, you're supposed to put the dam of his korban on his thumbs first. K'mayshom binyan amokam dam oshom yitin hashemin. The pasuk says, like, where do you put the shemin? On the place that you already put the dam of his korban oshom on his thumbs. On that place, now you put the shemin. So the kitzur of the seder is, first you're supposed to put from the dam oshom, and then you put from the shemin. What's going to be if the kohen did the opposite way? Hiktim matan shemin lamatan dam. He first put the shemen on the behenis of the mitzvah, and then he put the dam. So it says, Yimalenu shemen v'yachsev yitain shemen achar. So Rashi says, Yimalenu means the lug. You have to fill up this lug of shemen that the mitzvah was brought, and v'yachsev yitain shemen achar, matan dam. After you put the dam, now a second time you have to pour the shemen on top of it. As the first shemen is like commander lesser dummy. So you have to wait till first you have the dam, and then you fill up the lug of shemen, and then pour the shemen on the mokum with the dam is. Now, what's going to be with the shemen if first you put the matan bohemis, you put the shemen on top of his thumbs? True, first you put the dam there, but you put then the shemen on the bohemis, the matan shevo, before you sprinkle seven times first with the shemen. The locher is first you're supposed to be hezim, and Hashem the Pasuk says, be at spol sheva plumim. First you're supposed to sprinkle with it seven times, and then you put the shemen on the bohinus. So locher is yimalenu shemen. The kohen has to again fill up the lug of shemen. The yachsav yitain matan bohinus. Acha matan zayin. After he makes the matan zayin, then he can first make the matan bohinus. Now the question on Rosh Lakish is, viyamrit, if you can tell me like you're saying, viyamrit, ein mechusis man l'boi b'yoyim, that there's no din, there's no issa doing one thing before the other. Since it will be done by b'yoyim, there's no mechusis man, even though you're doing something before the other thing, like here by the chodesh, you're being makdir the kmitz of chodesh, still it's muta. Since later on today, the b'yehetar, he'll saw ma yachsav yitoyim, my diyavid of it, hakam ovir, he has to go do over again the shemen. So what if he put the shemen before he put the dam? But what if he put the shemen before he made the matan zayin? But since later boy b'yom is going to make the matan zayin, or since later boy b'yom is going to put the dam, it shouldn't be a mechusas man. How come it says here he has to do it over again? So Papa says, no, it's not a question. Papa, I'll answer you. Shani hilchas mitzayra. Hilchas mitzayra is different. Tehsivbu havaya. It says in the parsha of mitzayra, havaya, meaning it's likuva. So here the said is likuva. You cannot do one before the other. Dechsivu havaya, the Yom Rakos, the Pasuk says, Zois tiya, teras hametzoro. Tiya means beviyosentei, everything that says in the parsha, that's the way it has to be done. You cannot put the matan bohinis before you do the matan sheva, or you cannot put the matan of shemen before you put the matan of dam. That's why here it doesn't help you, mechusas man, because here it's a special gzeras akosiv of zois tia teras hametzoro. Tia means beviyosete. It has to be exactly the seder the way it says in the parsha. Now the Gemara says, mostly rav popper popes a shalom. The locher is hiktim chatos liashamoi. Let's say they brought by mistake his korban chatis before they brought his osham. So said by a mitzvah. By a mistake, the Kohen made the Korban Chatis, he made the Shechit on the Chatis before he brought his Korban Oshem. And really, the Locher is the opposite way. That first you're supposed to bring your Shomoy, and then you bring your Chatis. So it says, Lo yei acha memaras bedomoy. You're not supposed to have somebody else come and store up the blood to make sure it does not yellow up. Ella rather, the Eitzer is tu batzerosai. Like, let this Chatis right now wait, leave it overnight, till it has a psalina on it. That's called tuba tzarosa, Rashi says, meaning tenichenu ad lamocha, leave it till tomorrow. V'tiv sub lina, v'komposta with lina. V'tuva mara lichluchas, means the wetness of the meat will go off it. And why? Because mishrom bizoyin kochim. The chozman shlanifslu belina enis rafim. Chozman is no psalina in the basar, you cannot burn it. Elim came sula begufa, unless there's a psul begufay. But our koponim alma, what do we see here? Rashi says, midu toni teitz lebeis asreifo, that yesh mechusas man leboi bayoim, that since you brought the yishmeres shchita on the chatis before the mitzvah zoshom, there's no way to, you cannot use this chatis, you cannot let somebody else stir up the blood, and instead go ahead and bring the korban oshrim, make its zrikas dam, and then come back to the chatas? No, you have to let this chatas have a psul of lina, and then your Gemara says, v'teitz lebeis asreifa, you'll take it out and burn it. So the question is, according to Rosh Lakish, why is it possible the chur should be able to use this chatas? This is the kasha that Rapapa is. So Gemara asks, amai kumaisa Rapapa, how come Rapapa is asking this question? I bore Rav Papa, the Yom Rav Papa himself was the one that said that Shani Hilchus Mitzorah, the halachas of Mitzorah are different. The Echsibu Bu'avayim, that by Mitzorah the Pesuk says, Zois Tiyoteros HaMitzorah, so any Seder that there is by the Kabbonis of a Mitzorah is the Kuva. If a Dafka has to be brought this way and no other way, so what's Rav Papa's question over here? Here there's no Kashtra and Rosh Lakish. Here it's a special Gzeras HaKosev. So Gemara says true. El Rav Papa, this is what was bothering Rav Papa. That Eima, why don't I say, Hani mi li avoida? When the Taka is supposed to say, Zois tiyotaras ha-metzorah, that it's likuva, you have to do it the right order, the right seder. That's only by the avoidas. That the avoidas start by Kabbalah Saddam onwards. But shchita, lav avoidi, but the chur shchita of the chatis, that's not called an avoidi yet. Since it's kosher with the zar, it's not called an avoidi yet. So if you only made the shchita on the korban chatis first, why is the loch of the chatis is psulam? No, you should use it and wait until you bring the oshim first. That was the Papa's question. And the chur shchita is lav avoidi. And therefore, Papa means to ask like this, that according to your Rosh Lakish, v'ein mechusas man l'boi b'yoim, if there's no psulam mechusas man, if something will be done later, it's considered like it's done right now, so then, ye'ach memaras p'domo, you made the shchita on the korban chatas first of a mitzvah. So what? After the shchita, after you made the kabbalas adam, let somebody store up the blood of the chatas that it should not yellow up, and then go ahead and bring the korban oshem and vohod the korban chatas, and then come back to the chatas. This is the kasher of Papa and Rosh Lakish. If you hold this no mechusas man l'boy b'yoyim. So Mor says rather el omer of Papa. Papa says like this. El Omer Papa, I know time of the Rosh Lakish. What's the reason of Rosh Lakish? That he says by the Minchas Omer, if the first one was brought Shalor Lishmo, still you're allowed to be Makter, the Kmitza of that Mincha. The question is, the Omer was not brought yet, it was not Matter the Chodesh, so the Chur of that Kmitza is like, not Mimashka Yisrael, so how come you're allowed to burn it? So the answer is, that Rosh Lakish holds, that really on Tes Zayin Benisan in the morning, as soon as daybreak starts, that's really what's Matir the Chodesh, even before you bring the Oimer. Therefore, the Maisa, even though the first Oimer was brought Shalor Lishmo, still that Kmitza you let it burn, because he holds Heyer HaMizrach. Rashi has it means the Yudva Benisan, Matir HaChodesh, the Pasuk says, Ad Etzem, Umetragminon, Ad Bichron, means the beginning of the day, as soon as the day starts, that's when really it's mutter to start eating the chodesh. The question is, how come it says that the shireo is not necholim? You're not allowed to eat the leftover, the shrine of that mincha. The chur of the chodesh is already mutter, why not? So Rashi says, that's because the mitzvah lahamtim ad avoy soima. There's some mitzvah to wait, but mikra din though, you're allowed to eat it from the morning. Therefore, the Akhtara, you're allowed to burn the Kemitza. That's what Rosh Lakish says is kosher. Mor says, because the Rebbe Yechon of Rosh Lakish, the Yamru Tavari, they both say that Afilu Bizman Shah Beis HaMikdash Kayim, even Bizman we had the Beis HaMikdash, still the klal is, Heyer Mizrach Matir, that the morning of Tez Zayin, Benisin, that's what's Matir the Chodesh. And the Mor says, "Behold the Rosh Lakish." That Rosh Lakish says this. La beferish itma. It's not a clear cut halacha that he said this way. Ela miklola. We can bring a proof from something else that he said. Ela miklola itma. It's not because we learned like this a Gemara later that ein mevi'in menachos bikurim or minchas behema koydim loimer. In other words, you're not allowed to bring any mincha from chodesh from the new crop, or else bikurim you can't bring. Or else the minchas behema means nesachim, a mincha that comes along with the behema. You cannot bring it koydim loimer. Why? Because it says the binim mashki Yisrael. Because before they bring the oimer, it's not mutter to eat it. So it's not called something that's mutter for Yisrael to eat. Therefore, you cannot bring it on the mizbeach. v'imhevi posel. But if you bring it, if you do bring it, still it's posel. As a psula b'mashke Yisrael, it's posel. What's going to be koydim l'shtei halechem is also lo yovi. You can't bring it on Shavuos before you bring the shtei halechem. So Rashi says the yarminim b'teros kanim that korban reishis she reishis l'chol ha'menochis. The first mincha that should be brought from the new crop is the shtei halechem on Shavuos. Or minay nafle bikurim, the same thing, even bikurim should not be brought before the shtei halechem. Tamaloyma bikurei ketzir chitim. So the kids are not supposed to bring it before Shavuos either. So it says, Koydim l'shtei alechem lo yavi. You should not bring a mincha, or you should not bring bikurim before you brought the shtei alechem. Mashum diikri bikurim. Because shtei alechem is called bikurim. Mashma, that's the first mincha that should be brought on the mizbeach from the new crop. That's made from chitim, from wheat. The first time you should bring wheat from the new crop on the mizbeach should be from the shtei alechem. Or lav dafka on the mizbeach, but until you bring the shtei alechem, you cannot bring your bikurim or new crop on the mizbeach. But if heavy kosher, but if it's brought already, lemaaser it's kosher. The Gemara will explain later, because mikur adin it is called mimashki Yisrael for regular chulim for Yisrael. He's allowed to eat the chodesh after the yomer. It's only a special halacha lechatchila that on the mizbeach you should not use the new crop until after the shtei alechem was brought. Now, the Yomer Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Rosh Lakish, it says over the name of Rosh Lakish, that Leshono, when was it learned that it's Minchas Bikurim, or Mincha, or Minchas Behema, is possible Leshono Vela Biyar Bosa, it was bought on Erev Pesach, Rosh Vechemishosa, the first day of Pesach, Abba Beshishosa, but if it's brought on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th day of Nisan, it may be kosher. Then the evidence it's brought is kosher. So the question is why? The Chura Mashmi, even before they bring the Omer, still this mincha is kosher. I, the Chura, before you bring the Omer, it should be kosherin from Imashka Yisro, there should still be the Yisachadish on it. So why but the evidence is kosher? Alma, what do we see? Kisover, the Shlokesh holds, Heir HaMizrach Matir, that as soon as the daybreak, as soon as the start of the day of the 16th day of Nisan, that's what's Matir the Chodesh. It's only Lechatchila, you're supposed to wait until the Yomer is brought. But if you bring it, for the evidence kosher, it is considered Mimashka Yisrael. So that's why Rosh Lakish says, if they bring the first Yomer, Shalelu Shemor, you're allowed to burn the Kemitza. Because Lamaisa, it's considered Mimashka Yisrael, for the evidence kosher to eat. It's only Lechatchila, the Shraim should not eat until after they bring the second Yomer. For Rav Omer, Rav says though that Minchas Omer shekomes tashnon lishmo ksheiro v'shirei necholim. Rav says even more than that, that a Minchas Omer, if they made the kmitza shnon lishmo l'maishe is ksheiro, you're allowed to burn the kmitza, and the shirei is necholim. You're allowed to even eat the shirei left over of it, you could eat. And v'eino tzricha Minchas Omer cheres l'atira. You do not have to have another mincha to be matir. This first mincha, even though it's brought shalal l'shmo, still it's matir. And he says, why? Shein machshava mu'elis ela b'mi shero li avoida uve dova haroyu l'avoida uve mokam haroyu l'avoida. So therefore, Rav holds, there's no psul shalal l'shmo by the mincha soimer. And now we'll explain everything that he says here. He says the klal is, shein machshava mu'elis ela b'mi shero l'avoida, means he has to be a kosher kohen and not a kohen that's posel. It has to be a vedova or royal avoida, something that's fit to do the avoida. Rashi says that means kogoyim minchas chitim, only if you bring in wheat for the mincha. Avo mincha soima shel soirim, but the mincha soima is made from barley. Therefore, in a royal el avoida zu, it's only fit to bring barley for this one thing, for the mincha soima bovad lahatira and loy mishum karbonasiya. Therefore, there's no psul shalal l'shmo. I can ask the question, mincha soit also comes from sarim. Rashi still says there's a difference. That shal soit is kemach, the shalom is gerish, the yod lav avoidi, lavar oven kasiyom, even mincha soit is also not called an avoida. It's only coming to mevayer to tell us if she did the chet or not. But our kopon of the mincha soit, since it's not an avoida, it's not roy to be an avoida, there's no psul shalal l'shmo. And thirdly, it has to be if a mokam a roy avoida. Now the Gemara explains, b'mi shiroi l'avoida means l'afuka koin ba'mum. we have a Kohen Balmum during the Avodah, his Machshava does not pass lit. Uvedover Royal Avodah means Lafuke Mincha Soima, Tloichazio. Because the Chiddushu, it's the Chiddush that all of the Menachas come from wheat, and here the Mincha Soima comes from Surin, from Bali, that's called the Chiddush. So if it's not a thing that's Royal Avodah, there's no Psul Shmer Lishmo. And the last thing is, if a Mokam a Royal Avodah means Lafuke Nifkan HaMizbeach. If there be a Pgam the Mizbeach, so it's not a Mokam Royal Avodah, also there be no Psul of Shmer Lishmo. Rashi says, Vidashin from a Posik, that Bizman the Mizbeach is Pogum, you can't bring Kabonis on it. It's not called a Mokam Royal Avodah. So if at that time you Mefagol, or you have a Machshav of Shmer Lishmo in the Mincha, it would not passel the Mincha. Turn Rabbon, what's the price like this? When the Pasuk says, Min HaBokah L'mata, when it says the word Min HaBokah L'mata, Rashi says, Diyim Oilo Korbonah, if you bring in a Korban Oil, it says, Min HaBokah. So, Bekrod Liel Dashinim Min HaBehemah Loitzi Roiv HaVanirva. In the Pasuk before, when it says Min HaBehemah, we Dashin, you cannot use for Korban, or Rovei HaVanirva, an animal live with a man or with a lady. Then, Min HaBokah is Loitzi HaNevad, if you worship the Rabbi Dezorah. Or Min HaTzorn, we Dashin Loitzi HaSamukso, if you just set aside the animal to worship. How come it says the word min habokah a second time? Samar says, like what does it have to say a second time for? Shein Tamalema doesn't have to say it, because it said it already. Comes to tell us that you cannot use an animal that's a treifa for a korban. And baloi dinu, like really it's a svaro, to trash the treifa loy takriv. If so, what do you need a posik for? Minasvara, I should know you cannot bring a treifa for a korban. Because the svara should be like this. Oma balmum. She muteris lehedyit. Maduch, an animal that's a balmum. For chulin, a regular person will not eat it. Still asur, legvoyom. You're not allowed to use it for korban. If so, treifa. An animal that's a treifa. She asur lehedyit. Even a regular person is also to eat an animal that's a treifa. Is ain't a din, isn't it a svara? She asur legvoyom. Isn't there a svara for sure that a treifa should be also for korban? So why do I need a new pasuk min habokah to teach us that a treifa is also for korban? So where it says, no, I tell you, chaylev v'dam yechichoy, shasurum lehedyit, even though a regular person is not allowed to eat the chaylev of a behemah or the dam of an animal. Still, umatorum legvoya, you let him make his rikas a dam on the mizbeach, and you let him burn the emurim is the treifa, is the chaylev. So here you see, legvoya still is smuta. So maybe I would have thought to say you could bring a treifer also. That's why I need a posik min habokah, a treifer's posik. For the Gemara, no. Ma lechelev adam shekein boyim mechlal heter. They're coming from an animal that's heter, even though the dam and the chelev is also, but it's coming from an animal that's kosher. But to yom of a treifer, if no animal is a treifer, shekula asur, no animal's treifer, you have no right to bring it for carbon. If so, I do not need a posik. So Gemara says, no. Veloite muteris legvoya. It's all part of the kasha. That tiyama betreifa shekul asura veloite muteris legvoya. It should not be mut legvoya. So what do I need a posik for? So where it says no malika techiach. I'll tell you when you make a malika on a knife shekul isa for a hedyit, for a person outside. It's also to make a malika. It's not called a shechita. The asur la hedyit. If a hedyit on his knife outside will make a malika, it's a treifa. It's nothing. Still a muteris legvoya. That when you make it inside the Beis HaMikdash, L'shem HaKorban, the Yoif is kosher. So you see, for the Mizbech, has different halachas. So maybe treifa would also be kosher. So Mora says, no. Ma'alam likra shekein k'tushosoy oisroso. Meaning to say that when you first makdish the Yoif, it was a kosher Yoif. And therefore, Rashi says it means, v'dovri shu kodesh l'gvoya, ta'ina malika, bo neseres l'edyit. This special avoid of Malika, it's an avoid in Kochim. It's only a matter in Kochim, not Lelahedyit. Ma Shank came betrayfa, Shank Dushosa Asrosa. By a treifa, it's not the pshat that it's a din in Kochim. A treifa is possibly, can eat a treifa. Sim so, it should be possible for Korban also. Now the Mora says, via Meshafte, for some reason you could give an answer. If you could, we'll soon see what it means the answer would be. But if you would have some answer why you would have thought to say a treif is kosher for a korban, that's why I need a second. Min haboka, teach us know a treif is possible. Now the Gemara says, what could have he answered? Omarav Mishum Diklamen, because they're like this. Mincha Soimu Techiach, Shasur Lehejit, Omateras Legvoya. That a Mincha Soima, that the Maisa Vishas, you bring in the Mincha Soima, there's still Nisachodesh, so it's also for Hedit to use it, and still Omateras Legvoya, you're allowed to bring the Mincha Soima, you're allowed to burn the Kemitza of it. So Morris says, no, Mal a Mincha Soima, Shekain Materas Chodesh. That the Mincha itself is being Mata something, is coming to be Mata Chodesh, therefore it itself is Muta. So Rashi says, Shekeim Ruba Mitzvosa de Materas Chodesh. Mashenke and Treif is not Mater anything. So Treif you can't bring for Korban. So Morris says the question was Bishvias. It means the Chodesh of the Mincha Soima of the year of Shvias, there's no new crops then. So there's nothing for it to be Mater. So Morris says, no, Shvias Nami, Shekeim Materas Svichim. Svichim means the tfuah that grows by itself. On Shemitah you can't grow new things, but things that you can't plant, but things that grow by itself you're allowed to eat. So therefore the Oimer is even matir the Sviche Shvias. So Mor says Bishvias Krebekiva the Yom HaSvichim Asrum Bishvias. So according to Krebekiva, the Svichim, the new crops that grow by itself on Shvias, is Takasurim. It's Asrum Bishvias. So call the year. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.